Ben Fagan here with another episode of Career Cash, the podcast. And on this episode, I sit down with admissions counselor at Lynn University, Hattie Rowe. On the show, Hattie and I talk about how her involvement in college led her to a career in admissions, the importance of finding mentors, and how you can use your passions to build your career. It's an awesome conversation. Let's get to it. Well, we are back with another episode, and I'm excited just like I am for every episode. I used to say just about every episode, but that means I would leave some episodes out, and that just wasn't right. So I'm excited for every episode, and I'm excited tonight because it's another episode. And today we have Hattie Rowe. Hattie, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So as we start every episode with excitement, with joy, but we also start with bringing a little context for everybody watching, listening at home, wherever you are, with talking to us a little bit about what you do now currently on a day-to-day basis, what your job looks like. Then we'll talk a little bit about how you got there, how this whole career thing unfolded. And then, we'll jump forward in the future a little bit. So what is it that you do here on a day-to-day basis?
So I am an admission counselor at Ben and my alma mater. So I'm an admission counselor at Lynn University. So I meet with students every day. I help lots of high school students kind of make their decision about college every day, whether that's they're from, Spain or they're from right here in Florida. I'm able to meet with them and help them to guide them, really to see what they want to do and how they want to approach the college world.
I love it. We're going to dive more into the specifics around, what being an admissions counselor entails and that. But first, I always find it so interesting to see how people kind of got into that role. And especially with the people I talk to on the show, where it's, people not too far removed from college, mm-hmm. So establishing their careers, but still, beginning and doing awesome things in whatever it is that they are doing, like you're crushing in the admissions game. So was admissions, was higher education, was this something that was, was something that you kind of marked in a goal that you had, or was this something that you kind of stumbled into, not in a bad way, but kind of just ended up upon? So how'd you kind of come across the job that you're doing now?
So I definitely wasn't growing up saying, I want to be an admission counselor someday. I think a lot of people don't even know what an admission counselor entails. I think a lot of people sometimes even think that I'm, an academic advisor and I help schedule students with their classes and things like that. But that's far from what I do. I started at Lynn in 2017 as a student, and a year or two into college, I wanted a part-time job. I was super involved on Lynn's campus in Greek life and student government, mentoring freshmen, things like that. But I really wanted to do something where I was also making a little money and just get more and more involved in the leadership type of stuff. So I ended up getting a job in the admissions office as a student admission ambassador. So what that meant is I gave tours, helped to, educate families on what Lynn is all about. I would sit at the front desk and do many other things to help out the Office of Admission. My senior year, I became an intern. My final semester in the Office of Admission, I mainly helped with the communication and event side of our department within our admissions department, which is called the Campus Visit Experience. So I was helping more on that side. And then, as I kind of graduated and was like, oh, I have to leave Lynn, I realized that all the things I had done in admissions leading up until graduation, I was really passionate about. I always knew I wanted to help people. I always knew I wanted to work with people. I knew that, that was my passion, and this was a really great way to do that. So the position opened up, I applied, and here we are today.
So you talked about getting involved, and I know, from early on, when I met you, during your time at Lynn too, that you were ultra involved in, a variety of different things. And I think, so much of that, what you ended up getting was from creating your own opportunities, ultimately with this position. And so can you kind of talk a little bit about that mentality? Was that something that you came into school with saying, hey, I want to get involved, I want to create these opportunities? Was that something you learned later? How did you develop that, and how do you feel that it's benefited you?
Yeah, definitely. I would say high school, as for many people, isn't the best time of their lives. So for me, I did some involvement type things in high school. Mainly what I did is I was a competitive dancer through high school, but I wasn't involved in the way I was in college. So When I got to college, I knew there was more for me out there. I knew that I was capable of a lot, you know, while getting, you know, my academics in and all of that. I just knew I was meant to do more. So I already knew I was passionate about Lynn and all of that. But the first thing I did was go up for recruitment for the sororities at Lynn. Greek life at Lynn is very small, but that's kind of what makes it wonderful, is that you really get to know, you know, your sisterhood and everything like that. So my first semester, I joined Tri Sigma. It's a national organization. And from there, by my second semester, I was on our executive board as a recruitment director, which is interesting because it's kind of similar to what I do now. So it's kind of cool. It's all about recruiting people to join your organization. So that's what I'm doing today. And from there, you know, I got a leadership position really quick, you know, at Lynn, and I kind of took off from there, and I felt better about myself, and I knew I could get more leadership positions and get more involved on campus.
So what is it? And that's really interesting that you brought that up about kind of being in a very similar role, because I think that's something that often gets overlooked when you get involved, you know, with something, because on the surface level, you know, Greek life and college admissions, nothing to do with each other, you know, on the surface, but they have so much to do. You're doing essentially the same thing you did, you know, with a club and an organization as you're doing, you know, with your professional job. And I think that's so cool. And so with that in mind, was that kind of something that, like, or I guess the better question is, what is it about, you know, that role that excites you so much? What is it about that role that you're passionate about, that kind of recruitment role?
I think when I get involved in something and I love it, it's kind of like we just said, the passion for it. I mean, I think that, you know, I realized I was so passionate about my Greek organization. And then I realized I was so passionate about Lynn University, because Lynn really changed my life, as cheesy as it is. Like, it really helped me to grow as a person and all of that. I was a student with, you know, things like learning differences and, you know, a lot going on. And I was able to really grow as a person there, and just kind of, you know, be successful in a way. So I think the confidence that brought to me, you know, I realized whatever I'm passionate about, I got to just go for it. And that's kind of what recruiting has done for me. So whether, you know, it's recruiting sisters to come into an organization that I'm so passionate about, or recruiting students to come to a school I'm so passionate about, I think that, you know, as long as, you know, you're passionate about something, you can really do whatever you want.
So looking through the recruitment lens there, how do you go about sharing the passion? We can use your work as an admissions counselor as kind of the example for that. So how do you sit down with a student and say, hey, I had this awesome experience here, you know, believe what I'm saying, it's a great place to be, you know, and not necessarily force feed it down somebody's throat, but do it in a way that's genuine and just shares just what you're saying, the passion. So how do you go about doing that, sharing your passion?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting because we always say in our office of admission at Lynn, if you're an alumni working in our office, you have an advantage in a way. You know, I think that being an alum, I've had so many experiences at Lynn, whether they were great experiences, whether it was a hard situation that made me grow as a person. I think that when I share those experiences with students, that's really how I'm able to like sell it in a way. But not only that, I think the knowledge I have about Lynn, you know, when I was an intern and an ambassador at Lynn, I really thought I knew a lot. And then when I was trained for my current position as an admission counselor, I learned there's so much to learn. And there was just so much that goes into whether it's, you know, the history of Lynn University and things like that. I just realized that there's so much depth to it. And as well as, you know, my own experiences with my learning differences. I was a part of our Institute for Achievement and Learning at Lynn University, which is a learning support program for people with, you know, different disabilities, learning differences and such. And I like to meet and tend to meet with a lot of students that have that similarity. So that, you know, not only am I selling the school, but I'm selling that part of the school, which is something that a lot of people come to Lynn for.
No, that's incredible work, and it really not in a just let's go Lynn way, because I mean Lynn deserves it. We'll be honest. Yeah. But it was interesting because, you know, I went to Lynn. I ended up playing baseball there, and that's kind of how I discovered it. And I grew up 20-30 minutes, you know, north, you know, in like Boynton Beach, Lake Worth area. And so it was so funny to me, like hearing all these people coming from all over the, across the world, you know, places coming to Lynn. And Lynn, you know, similar to what you're saying, turned out to be such a great experience for me too, because of, you know, me trying to make the most of it too. And I think that goes such a long way of getting involved. And that sounds like, you know, a lot of what your journey has entailed was, you created these opportunities, you made the most of it, you got involved, you took the initiative, which I think is such an important thing to kind of take away and to understand moving forward there. And now kind of shifting gears a bit, can you share a little bit more, because for those who aren't familiar with higher education, with admissions, like you said, there's, you know, so much more that goes into it. And then I know just from my, you know, I went to school at Lynn too, but from working there as well, you see admissions, they're the backbone, you know, they really, you guys really go out there and make this whole thing work. And so much goes into it that I don't think is seen. So can you kind of, you know, shine a little more light on really what it is that you do and what is it that your office as a whole and then you specifically are responsible for in a little bit more depth?
Definitely. You know, I think that, you know, all admission counselors, their whole goal is to recruit students. But like you said, there's so much that goes beyond that, whether that is in higher education in different departments, different, you know, jobs within it, and specifically admissions. You know, we wouldn't have a school if we didn't have an admissions department. We wouldn't be able to run the school if we didn't meet our goals and have a certain amount of students. So it's, you know, I've learned a lot about, you know, the data. I've learned a lot about that kind of stuff. And that's an important part of, you know, being working in higher ed and things like that. For my day-to-day, I, you know, I'm an in-house counselor with also a territory now. So what I mean by that is in-house, I tend to be on campus a lot, where another admission counselor might be traveling all over the country for 4 months at a time. I'll be doing some travel this year, and I did some travel last year, but my base is Lynn University. So I, you know, will meet with the students after they go on tour. So I'll meet with them and their family and just make sure they understand Lynn University and, you know, answer any questions they have about, you know, anything from different programs we have, funds, you know, organization type stuff, and more the serious stuff too, like the financial part of it. There's really a lot that goes into it. And again, a lot of knowledge I have to have. You know, I have to know all the majors at Lynn. I have to know them in depth. I have to know little things like that. All the details are so important. So that, again, that's just part of what I do. I am involved in a lot of other ways at Lynn. I am our Institute for Achievement and Learning liaison. So in our office, I work closely with our learning support program. I also work closely with some of our ambassadors, which is really cool for me, being that that's where I came from. I work with a section of ambassadors that are called Night Callers, which is a play on fighting nights. And the Night Callers are our outreach people. So again, just another part of the admissions world that, you know, you don't think about how many people we need to reach out to get them to come to Lynn, visit, come to an event, you know, go to school here, apply. You know, that's just so much an admission counselor has to do. So we get help from some of these students that are passionate about Lynn as well. So there's a lot of different, you know, aspects, little details, different responsibilities I have, but overall it's that sales pitch in a way. It's that, you know, that whole idea of selling the school. And although, you know, that's not how we like to look at it, it really is, you know, you have to be a good presenter. You have to be a good, you know, salesperson so that you can really get your point across as to why Lynn is great and compared to other schools and things like that. You know, that's really what an admission counselor is all about.
Yeah, there really is so much that goes into it, so much more than, you know, you see on the surface there. And with all the moving parts, what's one of the things or a couple of things that maybe you didn't think about going into this, maybe that you discovered that's a challenge for you and could be a good challenge, bad challenge, something like that, but something that you've kind of discovered and say, oh, well, you know, that took a little bit, you know, of getting used to. What was something like that for you?
I think, like I said, some of the data portion of it, I have to know a lot of numbers. We have goals of amount of students we need to bring in. We compare it to, you know, all these other things, you know, all these other years that Lynn has brought in this many. Now we've bring in this many. And, you know, there's so much that goes into that You know, we have our yearly meeting and it's all about the data. And we have this big book that shows the data from the year that gets printed out. And we call it the Bible. We literally call it the Bible at, you know, in admissions, because it's so important for us to memorize it, know the data, you know where we have been, we are currently, and where we're going. So that's definitely been a tough part for me, just to understand that concept. But the more and more I work with the data, the more I understand it. The one other thing I have a little bit of trouble with, which is a silly one, is our aviation school. You know, we have our College of Aeronautics, and as cool as I always say it is that, you know, we train pilots and we, you know, really, you know, create careers for these people in the aeronautics world. There's a lot of details I have to learn about that. And sometimes I don't understand it all. It's a little bit more complex than I think I ever thought it was. So that's a little silly one that I just, you know, am constantly trying to study.
Yeah, I remember anytime I would talk to aviation students, I would always share with them, because for the video work that I do, I got my, the couple years ago, I got my Part 107 commercial drone license. And this is like an FAA test. And it's like, you know, so you got to study this whole, like all these FAA standards, blah, 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 all these things. And it was like super, super difficult for me. I got through it. Like I barely passed. And I was talking to, you know, some aviation students. They're like, oh, that's like the easiest test like out there. And I'm just like, oh man, respect, you know, cause it is crazy. Like that is a, you know, very specific thing, but I think goes to your point is like, again, it becomes so matter of fact in your role of, yeah, you kind of have the expectation to know, okay, you got to be able to talk to a bio student, an aviation student, a communication student, and doing that. And so what has your strategy been to kind of develop the skills and the ability to be able to talk to a bio student, and then the next family comes in and they are an aviation student or a finance student or so on and so forth?
I think a lot of, you know, what helped me understand a lot of these different kind of roles I play within my one role is relying on other people. You know, as much as I am my independent self as an admission counselor wanting to do it all, I think I've had to learn from a lot of different people about all these different things. So, you know, for example, you know, like the aviation stuff, we had a counselor in our department that was amazing and knew everything aviation wise, because that's, you know, he studied that. But again, it was so detailed, so many details, so complicated that it really helped me. You know, I think people come to me sometimes when they have questions about Institute for Achievement and Learning, because again, not everyone had that experience. I think, you know, even the people that weren't alumni of Lynn have their own experiences brought in. You know, my supervisor has been in, you know, the admissions world and the higher education world for so long. So I learn something new from her every day. So I think it's really, you know, utilizing the people around me to really educate myself and just overall understand everything I need to know better.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're getting me going. You're preaching right now. So it's a beautiful thing. So your background, correct me if I'm wrong, you studied communication in school. Is that right?
Yeah, but I had a major in communication, minor in public relations.
Okay. So talk to me a little bit about how the educational background applies, is involved, how closely you use it, how much you throw it out the window. You know, what's the role of the education in the work that you do today?
Yeah. It's interesting because I chose my major for many reasons. One of the main reasons was Professor Gary Carlin. He is an amazing professor that works at Lynn University. I sat down with him one day and I was like, what do I study? Because I was undecided. And he said, these are the reasons you would love communication and PR. And, you know, communication, it just made sense to me. I'm a people person. Communication is huge to me. I mean, it's everything. And not only that, but I love the media side. I love the theoretical side. I really loved it all. So that made sense. In terms of the public relations part, that applies to my job so much every day. You know, I think I used to think of PR as, you know, just like a advertising PR agency, and that's what you can do. And you can promote, you know, you can be a publicist for celebrities and things like that. It's all about that promotion. But if you think about it, I'm promoting Lynn every single day. So the things that I learned in my major and my minor, I use every single day. I mean, whether it's how to communicate, you know, I learned about, you know, different cultures and how to communicate with different cultures. I learned about how to communicate, you know, with one person versus a huge group of people. Because sometimes I have to present to a huge group. You know, I think that it really prepared me for what I'm doing today because it's so people oriented. And, you know, yeah, I'm not working for a PR agency. Maybe that's not necessarily my drive and it isn't my thing, but the PR atmosphere and the PR skills that I've learned are more about, you know, going up to someone and being like, here's my pitch and that kind of thing. So yeah, I mean, my major and minor were perfect for me and they really, you know, have helped me with my career.
And big shout out to all the communication folks out there. Oh, journalism, yeah. You know, we love them. We love them. I had a very similar conversation, you know, with Professor Powers, Stephanie Powers, you know, where I was going in like, you know, knowing I wanted to be in the communication field, but it was like, I kind of what? Initially, very early on, like going into college, I was like thinking broadcast journalism, maybe just because like sports and it could be cool. But she's like, yeah, I think you should take my journalism one class. I was like, all right. And then, you know, the rest is history. You know, I studied journalism, but that is what you said there is something that I'm such a big believer in. And I think is so important for, you know, students all over, you know, coming into your careers. And even if you're already in your career, kind of looking back at the things that you study, is studying things that you're interested in, studying things that you're passionate about and are going to give you skills to be able to be successful in whatever field you decide to go into, because that's a great example is you're not working at a PR firm, but it's the skills. You know, I know I never wanted to be a journalist. I know that crushes Professor Powers' heart, you know, every single time I said it. And she knew it, you know, but she, you know, she helped me all the same, but it was the skills that I learned in it. And through that, I gained the ability to do things like this, you know, which I think is so cool. And I think that's such a big thing as you're coming through is to not necessarily say, okay, I'm studying PR, I'm studying journalism, studying biology, you know, aviation, you might, you know, be a little bit more streamlined, but even, you know, you got Max, who was season one, Max Gold, you know, who was in aviation. Now he's in admissions, you know, so you have all these people who are coming from these different backgrounds, but using the skills to get to where they want to go. So I think that's such a cool thing. So I don't know if you had any thoughts on that. I don't want to, you know, leave you hanging. If you do, great. I'd love to hear them. If not, we'll keep chugging.
Yeah, no, the only thing I'd say is, you know, I think with all of that, mentors are so important. You know, people like Gary Carlin, people like Stephanie Powers, you know, they're the people we clearly looked up to. And the people that, you know, were our drive and, you know, those people I'm still very close to this day. I'm sure you are too. And I think that if we look up to people and are inspired by people, that's kind of how we can figure out where we're going.
No, 100%. And again, to the points that you were making earlier, that comes in these relationships are built from taking initiative and getting involved. You know, they don't just happen. You know, you got to put yourself out there, have those conversations with your professors and say, hey, you know, I don't really know what direction I want to go in. Can you help me? Cause that's what they're there for, you know, and that's so important. So that's incredible stuff, man. I'm genuinely excited. This is a lot of fun for me. I think, you know, for a few different reasons. So now we're looking forward a little bit here. You know, you're in this role. This was, you know, something that you kind of discovered, you know, through your time in school. What are some, you know, professional goals, personal goals that you're hoping to accomplish down the road? What are some other things you hope to do as you grow up?
You know, actually, that's funny you bring that up because what's today? Tuesday. So about 9 days ago, I started my master's degree at Lynn. Nice. So I am currently in school while, you know, working my full-time position, which can be a lot, but I'm really, really excited about it. So I'm currently doing a master's degree in, it'll be a master's of science and it's in communication and media. So it's the kind of stuff I love. And I know that it'll just help me expand on my knowledge and, you know, further my career in admissions and higher ed. And I think that that's definitely a goal of mine. I'm trying to get, you know, the degree done in 1 year, which, Lynn University offers a 1 year master's degree. So I am, you know, taking multiple classes at a time, really pushing through. And again, we just started, but my goal is May, you know, I want to, you know, walk across that stage in May. If it happens in 2 years, that's okay too. But, that's definitely a big goal of mine. In terms of more of my, you know, career goals, I think I have a lot of them. You know, I think I might, our whole idea is to grow in higher education, you know, whatever that may be. I think there's a lot of ways to grow. I think there's a lot of ways to learn and, you know, just expand my knowledge. You know, even though, you know, I've been in my career for, you know, a little over a year, that's nothing compared to these people that have, you know, been here so long. I mean, our one of my favorite people in the office, Sheila Shepherd, she has been with Lynn for 33 years and is about to retire. So sometimes I look at myself and I think I know what I'm talking about. And then I look at her and I'm like, I don't know what I'm talking about. So, you know, I'm just looking to grow as a person in my career and out of my career.
I love it. I love it. And then not knowing what you're talking about is an exciting thing, because that means there's a lot more to learn.
You
know,
exactly.
So that's a very, very cool thing. And no, that it really is so cool to see that, you know, because especially, you know, as we're getting into it, we're like, oh man, we got to go. We don't have enough time. You know, and then you see people who've been around the block a time or two, and it helps you be like, okay, like, we got some time here. You know, there's some, you know, runway, shout out to our aviation people, some runway to growth there. So this has been awesome. And as we're winding down, coming to the end, it's one of my favorite parts. It's where we're getting a cash out. This is where you leave us with your biggest piece of advice, biggest lesson, biggest tip learned along the way, a little extra money, most valuable piece of advice, I should say, for a little extra money for us on the road. So what do you have for us today?
You know, as cliche as it is, I live by everything happens for a reason. You know, it's cheesy, it's silly, but it really is true in my life. You know, if I hadn't decided to go to Lynn, I wouldn't be in the position I am today. If I hadn't decided to, you know, go for a job in admissions, I probably wouldn't be getting my master's degree today. You know, I really think that the path that life's going to take you on, it just let it happen. Let it happen organically. Let it happen naturally. If something isn't great in the moment, it will be later. So just kind of trust, you know, the way things are going, because, you know, even if you go through hardship, even if you go through a career bump or a school bump or whatever it may be, it all is happening for a reason, and what's meant to be will be in the end. So definitely that's my big thing that I live by, and I really think helps a lot of people along the road.
Beautiful, beautiful. Nothing more I can add to that. That's a fantastic way to end it. Well, Hadi, thank you so much for coming on today. This is one of my favorite types of episodes, where we covered so much in really such a short period of time, you know, which is really, really so cool. So thank you again so much for coming on.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.